started at a Torreway in northwest London, Thursday, 19th of Teves, 23rd of December. Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, do I need to own a Sefer Torah? This week's Torahway has been jointly sponsored by Family Blachman, Lil Nishmas Rav Moshe Dov Ben Avraham Chanoch Waldman Zeron Levrocha, and by Family Lawfare, Lichvud Simchas Hanisoyen of Spencer Lawfare and Adina Shire. Yerotzen Sheivnu Bias Neimon Yisrael L'Shem V'Lishilo.
Okay, good morning, everybody here. It's really great always to be back here and start the day the Torah way. So the question let's discuss, does a person have to own a Sefer Torah, or does a person even have to write a Sefer Torah? I mean, it is one of the Torah mitzvahs. The Torah does say, V'ato, kisvu lachem es ashir azois, v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael, asir v'befiyah. It is a pasuk in the Torah at the end of the day, and the Sefer Chinuch, in mitzvah Tariag, very easy to remember, mitzvah Tariag, is moina is a mitzvah. So we see that there is a mitzvah for a person to write a Sefer Torah, at least to own a Sefer Torah. So let's see what's the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah to write? Is it a mitzvah to own? So the Gemara Menachos discusses this. This is Gemara Menachos of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara Menachos says like this. Rav Gittel says the name of Rav. Halakeach Sefer Torah min Ashuk. A person who takes a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, who buys a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, says Rav, it's like he grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. Not clear what that means. A person who buys the Sefer Torah from the shuk, it's like he grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. We have to see what that means. Rav continues. The kosev Sefer Torah, and anyone who writes a Sefer Torah, ma le'olav ha'kosev ki'ilu kibla mar Sinai. Anyone who writes a Sefer Torah, it's as if he received it from Har Sinai. The Gemara ends off. And anyone who corrects even one letter, the Torah looks at him as if he wrote it. So the Gemara tells us three halachas. Halacha number one, that a person who buys a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's as if he grabbed a mitzvah. The second halacha, a person who writes a Sefer Torah, it's as if he received it from Har Sinai. The third halacha, a person who's magia nois, a person who corrects a letter, mala alav akosav, the Torah views it as if he wrote it. So let's discuss higiyai. What does it mean he's magia nois? Lots of people say, you know, I write an ois in a Sefer Torah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. So Tosfos in Menachos Daf Lamed, in the book of Yosef, in his Perush on the Rosh right at the back, they explain that magia means that it was in an unfit state. It was a Sefer Torah that was possible. Meaning, the person that you got it from had it really be'issa. Because the Gemara says in Ksuvos that a person is not allowed to keep a Sefer Torah that is possible in his house more than 30 days. Al tishkon balecha avlo. You can't have a Sefer Torah that's possible in your house for more than 30 days. So, magi and ois doesn't just mean that literally you ruin ois. It means you corrected an ois to make the Sefer Torah kasha. The Ora Yosha, Peres HaMenachos, explains that you made the Sefer Torah into a Sefer Torah. Because before you edited it, it was possible. And by you editing it, or by you adding in that extra letter, you actually made the Sefer Torah kasha. So it comes out according to this, that just writing an ois in a Sefer Torah, you won't be kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to make the Sefer Torah a Sefer Torah. You can do that in one of two ways. One way is to edit a letter that's possible and correct it in an oifen that another Sefer Torah is kosher. The other oifen would be to write the last letter. If you write the last letter, then you made the Sefer Torah into a Sefer Torah. Because before the final letter, it was a Sefer Torah possible. Now that you write the final letter, so you made into a Sefer Torah. So according to those who are showing in the Kiyosef and Tosis and Menachos, that the way to be mekayem mitzvah Sefer Torah by an ois isn't just to write a letter. It's to write it in a way that you now made it a kosher Sefer Torah. That is it, you wrote the whole Sefer Torah. Al kaponim, the Gemara does say if you buy a Sefer Torah, it's kechotav mitzvah min ashuk. But what does it mean? It's as if you grab a mitzvah from the shuk. Says Rashi in Menachos, Rashi learns kechotav mitzvah min ashuk means mitzvah ka'avit. You did a mitzvah. Just if you write it, it's a bigger mitzvah. It's a higher madrega of a mitzvah. So Shittas Rashi is, if you buy a Sefer Torah, you've done the mitzvah. You've performed the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. It's just that the most optimum way to fill it, the best way to fulfill the mitzvah, is to write it. But Shittas Rashi is, if you buy a Sefer Torah, you become the mitzvah. That's what Rav says. Harakeach sefer Torah min Ashuk kechaytef mitzvah min Ashuk. Says Rashi, what does it mean? You grab the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. Very simple. However, this Gemara appears to be at odds with another Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chaf Aleph on the base discusses the halachas of the sefer Torah regarding a king. Rava says the following: Amar Rava, Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chaf Aleph on the base. Afapi sha'adam yoreh sefer Torah ma'avosav. Even though a person inherited a sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah olav lekosvay. Nonetheless, he is mitzvah, he's commanded to write a sefer Torah. Shenana, the Torah says, the atah kiss for lachem as hashir azois. You have to write the sefer Torah. So it's pretty clear from here that the mitzvah, in fact, is to write it. Because Rava says, even though you yorish a sefer Torah, even though you've inherited one, so now you own it, you own a sefer Torah, yeah? There's no question about it. The mitzvah of lachem is even if you're Yerush, if a person is Yerush and Eshrog from their father, yeah, they can shake it on first day Yom Tov. Yeah, it's their Eshrog. The Mekayim Mitzvah of Lachem. You own the Sefer Torah. Yet Rava says, even though you own it, because inheritance makes it yours, nonetheless, Rava says it's not enough. You actually have to write a Sefer Torah. So we see from here that the Mitzvah is to write it. The Gemara Menachos, according to Rashi, says that the Mitzvah is to own it. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? Comes along the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin basically word for word. The Rambam quotes Rava. And the Rambam writes that mitzvah are called ish ve'ish mi'yitzrael lichtoiv Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is on every person to write a Sefer Torah. And even though you're Yerushalayim from your father, doesn't help you. The mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. But what's interesting is the Rambam appears to be passing on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the mitzvah is to write it. But the Rambam at the end of Halacha Aleph quotes the Gemara Menachos. He writes that if you magia an ois, it's like you wrote it. And writing it's the best thing. So the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara Menachos. And if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah has been signed and the Rambam quotes both the Gemara Menachos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam at the end of the day did write the words and mitzvah is to write it. But the Rambam ended off quoting the Gemara Menachos. Yet the Rambam wrote the words that the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. So the Chavid says like this. It's true. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the mitzvah is to write. But when the Gemara Menachos said that if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's like you did the mitzvah according to Rashi. So who says the Rambam learns like Rashi? Maybe the Rambam learns when the Gemara Menachos says it's like you grabbed the mitzvah from the Shuk. Maybe the Gemara means you didn't do the mitzvah. If you look at the Drisha and this Perashat Matur and Siman Reish Ayin, the Drisha writes Behedjian as Inami that Kechaytav Mitzvah Manashuk means you didn't do the mitzvah. Chaytav Mitzvah means you didn't do the mitzvah. So the Rambam will learn very simply that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not arguing with the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Menachos, when it said if you buy a Sefer Torah, it's like you grab the mitzvah, means you are Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Rambam learns that the Gemara Menachos is in the name of Rav, and Rav in Sanhedrin, they are not arguing. Rav says the mitzvah is to write. And Rav in Menachos, when he said if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's like you grab the mitzvah from the Shuk, the Rambam argues on Rashi. The Rambam learns like the Drisha in Reish Ayin. The Drisha in Reish Ayin says Behedja. Kechaytav mitzvah from the Shuk means you are not Yoytzeh the mitzvah. So the Rambam holds the mitzvah to write. Yet Rashi Menachos says clearly, if you buy a Sefer Torah, you Mekayim the mitzvah. Now, what is the mitzvah to own or the mitzvah to buy? Right now, hold my colleague is Rashi in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to write. According to Rashi, we come even to buy it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rava says you have to write it. Rashi will learn, they're arguing. The Gemara in Menachos says that you Mekayim the mitzvah to buy. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin will learn the mitzvah is only to write. Machlokes is Rav and Rava. Who wins? Rav. Rashi says in Beitza, in a few places, that you can ask a kash on anybody from Rav. Although he also says in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Gimel about Rava, but Rav Rashi says is the Rish, he's the head of the Golas. He's the head of all the Rabbonim and Golas. So Rav will be Rava. So now we're holding Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, Rav holds your yotz if you buy it. According to the Rambam, you're going to have to write it. And Rav himself in Menachos, when Rav said Yochitav Mitzvah Ashuk, means under Rav, you're not yotzeh the mitzvah. Now this Sefer Torah, that the mitzvah is either to buy according to Rashi or to write according to the Rambam. What is this Torah? The pasuk says, "Kis lachem es hashira azos." What is the shira? So Rashi says the shira is Parshas Hazinu. So therefore, l'chayu the mitzvah is only to write or to buy Parshas Hazinu. So the Rambam and Sefer mitzvah is the mitzvah say mitzvah yitches. Right? From the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Hamadav. The Gemara Gittin Daf Samach Avah forbids a person to write the Torah parshias parshias. You are not allowed to write the Torah in sections. You cannot write one part of the Torah, Sefer Bereishis, or Parshas Bereishis. The Torah must be complete. Therefore, says the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when the Torah commanded you to write the Shira, the Torah actually meant, write the Sefer Torah that has in it the Shira. It can't be telling you to write the Shira. You're not allowed to write the Sefer Torah, Parshas, Parshas. Elamai Muzmanzog, the Torah meant that you should write the Sefer Torah that has in it Shira Sazinu. That's what the Rambam says in Mitzvah Sefer Mitzvah Ches. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan in his Haggadahs on himself, in little brackets there, and he writes a different shout. He writes, that's what the Rambam writes. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Aleph and Ois Aleph writes like this. The Torah is called the Shira. The God's Torah is called the Shira. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Torah is Shiras HaOlam. A beautiful lashon. The Torah is the song of the world. So when the Torah said, Kis v'lachem es ha-shira, it actually meant the whole Torah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Torah is Shiras HaOlam. So now we're holding here, Machlokes Rashi, the Rambam, what the mitzvah is. According to Rashi, the mitzvah is to buy. According to Rambam, the mitzvah is to write. Now obviously Rashi agrees, we can't mitzvah if you write it. That's obviously Mehud Tvei. But the Rambam is going with the Poshim Shad and Posuk. The Torah says, V'atot Kis v'lachem es ha-shira azlis. The mitzvah is to write. According to Rashi, and Rav, the Torah says, V'atot Kisvu Lachem. At the end of the day, the Torah commands us to write it. You have to say that Rashi Mishitas Rav, although the Torah said to write it, it's not an ikkuv in the mitzvah. You do often get this. A similar idea to this would be, the Torah writes that tzitzis must have tcheles on it. You don't wear tcheles. Probably no one here is wearing tcheles. You have a kind of mitzvah tzitzis. If you're not wearing tcheles, you're wearing arba kamvas without tcheles on it. So the Mishnah Menachah says in Perek HaTcheles, HaTcheles Eina Makinis Adlovim, V'Alovim Eina Makinis HaTcheles. Although it's true there is a tzitzit HaTcheles on, it doesn't mean without it you haven't done a mitzvah. So the Ikka mitzvah according to Rashi and Rav is, not V'Ata Kis V'Lachem Asa Shira Zois, but the Ikka mitzvah is, V'Landas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'Vihem. That's the main mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the Sefer Achinuch writes, that's the Shorash HaMitzvah. In order to learn, it should always be accessible to us, the Torah. So even though technically you didn't write it, but if you buy it, Kenini Mekayem, V'landa es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem? Absolutely. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Ikka and Rav, the Ikka really is Landa es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. According to the Rambam, every single word of the Pasuk is an Ikka. You have to write it, and you also have to learn it. That's something very interesting. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to write, also the mitzvah is to learn. Poshim, Lamdas B'nai Yisrael, Sima Fiyah. The Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Tariag, very easy mitzvah to remember, writes something absolutely fascinating. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Melchamos, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes that if a person loses a Sefer Torah, he has to write another one. Which is perplexing. Because if the mitzvah is to own it, so if you lose it, why do you have to write another one? The mitzvah is to buy, according to Rambam. Yeah, the mitzvah, at least the Rambam is to write. If the mitzvah according to Rambam is to write it, so why if I lose it, do I have to write another one? I did the mitzvah, I wrote it. Someone puts tefillin on, then loses their tefillin, then puts tefillin on again. I did the mitzvah, I did the ma'aseh hanocha. If I write a sefer Torah, and then it gets lost, the Rambam writes, you have to write another one. Why? I was kind of mitzvah already by writing it. Why do I have to buy another one?
I wrote it to own it. Ah.
Writes the Minchas Chinuch. He brings the Torah Schaim in Sanhedrin, who's Medayek this Rambam in Melachim and Melchamos Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, that if you lose it, you have to write another one. And he's Mechir for the Gemara in Sanhedrin as follows. What happens if a person has a Sefer Torah? Let's say he wrote it. And then it's lost. Or he gives it away, or he donates it. Says the Torah Schaim, you've lost the mitzvah. Which means, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Haggadah and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Aleph, brings this Torah Schaim. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings the Torah Schaim and says, we see from the Torah Schaim, for we see from the Rambam and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if you lose it, you're not Yotzer. Which means if a person donates a Sefer Torah to the shul, what comes out is he actually lost his mitzvah v'atah kisvu lachem. Because the mitzvah is to write it, and the mitzvah is also to own it. Because if you lose it, you have to write another one. So it comes out, if a person donates a Sefer Torah to a shul, he's doing a fantastic thing. He's being mezachid the rabbim, he's doing chesed, unbelievable zuchias the guy has. But he's lost his mitzvah of the asak, the atah kisvu lachem, as a shir hazois. Why? Because the Rambam holds that if you write a Sefer Torah and you lose it, you have to buy another one. Says the Minchas Chinuch. How do we understand the Rambam? Unbelievable. The Rambam holds the mitzvah is to write. But it isn't over when you've written it. You have to write a Sefer Torah and own it. Why? Very simple. Because the Torah says, "Va'ato kismu lachem asashir azois," but it continues, "V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael simu b'fihem." Nishkanug just to write it. You have to write it in oifer that you're going to own it. Yes, Rabbi.
Don't people often lend it to the shul?
So the poiskim advise the best thing to do is to lend it to the shul. Because if you give it to the shul, you're no longer the bailim. If you're no longer the bailim, you've lost the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to write it, and it's a mitzvah tamidis, loshen haseif achinach, unbelievable mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah tamidis. It's a continuous mitzvah. You write it, then you own it, and then you have to continue owning. So exactly what you're saying.
He was a member of the shul, and he's also a part of...
So Rebbe Eger continues in his Agos of Shulchan Aruch and writes that it's a machlikas, a poison with the yotze b'shitfas. And he's magia over there, and other poison with Shulchan Aruch, right? You're not yotze b'shitfas. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein holds that shitfas is one level up from giving it to a shul. But according to Rebbe Eger and according to Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, we're going to discuss in a second, you're not yotze b'shitfas, and you're not yotze if you give it to a shul. But if you lend it to a shul, is what you're saying, that's definitely the best thing to do. That way you wrote it at least, that way you own it, and I'm giving it to you just to borrow. If you give it to the shul to borrow, that's the best thing to do. But if you donate it to the shul, you know, many people think they're donating it to the shul, they've done such a wonderful mitzvah. They have done an amazing thing. There's no, it's a beautiful thing to do. And, you know, sechusim azicha asach. But they lost the mitzvah ato kispo lachem. Because the Minchah Schenach learns off in the Rambam that the mitzvah is to write it, but it doesn't end there. You have to continue to own it. And that features so beautifully in Lashon HaRambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs. In Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Yudches. The Rambam starts off and writes as follows. Mitzvah called Ish to Ish Mi'Yisrael, Li'ayis Lai Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is that everybody should own the Sefer Torah. So what's the mitzvah? To own it. The Rambam ends off in Sefer Mitzvahs.
I have to own it, but I don't know the words. I only 3 years. I've only got one mitzvah,
but only. But when the Torah says to own it.
Only words, all my life.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I've done a mitzvah.
Why not?
I've written it, I've owned it, I've had it, and now I'm giving it away.
I do hear what you're saying. You could say, I was becoming the mitzvah of owning it, and now I've given it away. I do hear. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, learned in Tariag and Ois Beis over there, he's been died from the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to own it completely. Why is what I do hear what you're saying, but why can't it just be that I say you own it and then I no longer own it?
But this is not
Mitzvah Lamaisa here, but it's not going to work in the Rambam because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim and Melchamos, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, if you lose it, you have to write another one. That's what he writes. If you lose it, there's no difference between losing and giving away. No, there's no difference between losing it and selling it. There's no difference.
It's there. It's in the smoke. Did you say
no? No, well, there should be no difference. But what's the difference if it's there? But what's the difference if it's there or not there?
It's lost. You can destroy that.
But out to you, who cares? What's the difference? Out to you, Lemaisa, you don't own it. So what's enough given up? You, Lemaisa, don't own it. So I hear what you're saying with Svara. I hear it. But it's not going to work in the Rambam. The Rambam, Malachim, Malachamas, Paragim, Malach, Aleph, writes, if you lose it, you have to write another one. L'chayra, there is no difference between losing and giving away, because either way, you don't own it. However, Misfar, it could work in other Rishayim. But the Rambam writes, if you lose it, you have to write another one. Which means it's Nishkanu, just to have once owned it. I have to always own it. That's how the Minchas Chinuch is Medayek from that Rambam in Malach HaMalchamos, Pergam Malach HaAluf. He's Medayek from there that it's not enough just to have owned it one time. You have to write it and continue to own it. Because it says, V'lam des b'nei Yisrael asim b'fihem. So according to the Rambam, and the Rambam in Mitzvah Aseh, in Mitzvah Yedches, starts off by saying that Mitzvah akon ish ish yisrael liyo yisrael sefer Torah. And then he ends off in the last line, O Mitzvah akon ish yisrael lichto yisrael sefer Torah. Rambam, make up your mind. Pashut. The mitzvah is to write it, but it's continued by owning it. It doesn't end once you've written it. But a kudzav, you have to write it. Oh,
according to that, then if you would inherit the sefer Torah, you would not be carrying this for writing.
Correct. 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 You would not. The place can speak out, there's a big difference between writing and inheriting. Between inheriting and buying. Because at least by buying, you did a maisa. Inheriting, you didn't do anything. Some people say that, but correct.
You should own it then.
Pardon?
If you inherit it, you share it with your family or whatever, then you're still...
But the Rambam says you're not yoitza by owning. You have to write it in a way that then you own it from your writing. It's not enough to inherit it, and it's not enough to buy it, but according to Rashi, Taka, you can buy it. The comes of Ha'as, so what's that look? We look like it's Rashi and the Rambam.
Writing is a
hamshot
to owning, or it's two separate parts to the
Oh, very nice, Akira. Oh, very nice. The, yeah, the rabbi writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs that the mitzvah is Lios Kodesh V'Yisrael Sefer Torah. It sounds like it's a two-part mitzvah. You have to write and you have to own it. So what comes to Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin? And the Shulchan Aruch writes mitzvah akol ish v'Yisrael lichtoif Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei and Siman Reish Ayin, obviously spelled Ayin Reish, you don't write Ryan Shulchan Aruch, but we'll call it Siman Reish Ayin. He writes over there, the mitzvah is on everybody to write a Sefer Torah. Pasking like the rabbi. Says the rabbi. Ramah at the end, in Yeredeia, Reish Ayin, Sif Aleph, at the end the Ramah writes, and if you buy a Sefer Torah, it's like your Chotef Mitzvah Menashuk, says the Ramah, Ve'eina Yotze. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Rabbeinu or Ramah, I don't understand you, you're Paskening Neged Rashi. The Taz says you're Paskening Neged Rashi. Rashi holds Chotef Mitzvah means you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Says the Ramah, Chotef Mitzvah, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. And amai, the Ramah's passing like the Rambam. The Ramah holds that Rav in Menachos, when he said kechaytav mitzvah min ashuk, is learning like the Drisha and learning like the Rambam. That the mitzvah is to write it, and if you buy, you're not yotzer. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah passing like the Rambam. If a person buys, you're not yotzer.
Somebody writes
a sefer
means
he
thinks a
sefer
to write for him.
That's shlichus. That's
like
shlichus.
Nobody writes himself.
So we have a rule, Shlucha Shlom Kavoshah, that's for sure. No, but I know, because after it was written, I bought it. You want to say Shlichus works to my Freya? Oh, that's a big Kiddush. You want to say Shlichus works to my Freya? You've got to ask the yeshivas about that one. So Shlichus works to my Freya. Can you buy a Sefer Torah after it's written, and retroactively, he was your Shlichus? Let's say he wrote it, let's say a Sefer wrote it Stam. Sefer wrote it Stam in order to sell it.
Yeah, so it's his.
No, but now you buy it. But now you buy it. No, but now you buy it from him.
He didn't write it for you.
That's what I think. That's what I think. But the rabbi here wants to tie there that maybe the shlichus will work on Afreya.
Yeah. It's his.
That's what I think. I think you won't be yotzer.
He wrote it because I'm sure to send it.
Yeah, but you shlichus. You can't be shlichus. I mean, you don't know who he is. I'm a shlichus for I don't know who. I don't know. I would assume shlichus does not work on Afreya. L'chayra not. So the Rambam, the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam. That you're not yotze the mitzvah by buying it. Says the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Ayin, Seif Kotan Gimel, three words. V'divrei Rashi Ika. Paskin's the Vilna Gaon like Rashi. And then we're talking about Ramah and Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. Divrei Rashi Ika. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Ayin, Ois Gimel. Of course, Divrei Rashi Ika. Everyone was like Rashi. Avada Yomakai in the midst of my buying. I don't know why the Ramah's pasuk not like Rashi. The Taz comes along and says, Rashi's going, Ramah's going negative Rashi. So I think the issue is that the Ramah and the Rambam pasuk, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch are pasuk not the Rambam. Come the Vilna Gaon, come the Aruch HaShulchan, and they pasuk in Divrei Rashi Ika, and a person who's yaitz is not buying it. So it comes out, it's Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Machlokes I'm right. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah pasuk in Behedja, like the Rambam. And the Vilna Gaon and the Aruch HaShulchan paskin like, and the Rambam, the Yotzer Mitzvah buying it. So we're not going to have time to do what we want to do, we'll have to just slice off a little bit. The Shai, the Be'er Sheva, in his period on Sanhedrin, he wrote a kuntras called Be'er Mayim Chayim, and Simin Tesayim, I saw it in the Charge of Chuvas in the Nitik Avreel, in Simin Beis, in Achlasas in the Torah. So he says, my whole life, I never understood. How could it be that many from Jewish people don't do this mitzvah? He says, I asked many people, they ain't magidly. No one told me a good answer. We've just proven. It's a mitzvah, same in a Torah. It shouldn't be any different to keeping Shabbos and putting tefillin on and keeping kosher. Yeah, you're right. V'ra'isi harbe g'doylim v'tzadikim. Shalais kai mitzvah zeh. The person can't afford tefillin. What, they're pot on tefillin? Person can't afford you say you can't afford it. Okay, I hear.
I'm assuming the price is relevant. Today, one is £1,000.
Okay.
One is 20,000-30,000 or more.
Okay.
He used to give also at least the fifth of his.
For sure. Hamas Paz and Badi Yosef Bechomesh. We have up to a fifth. However, what you're saying is brought. What you're saying is brought in the Igros Moshe. Ramosh Feinstein does say this. In Yeredeia, in Chelik Aleph, in Kuf Samach Gimel. Ramosh Feinstein writes this. They're seeing as it's very expensive, people don't do it. But we want to build up to that first, because that needs to be understood. Why if a person can't afford to do something, suddenly a potter on a mitzvah? Well, if you can't afford it, it's just expensive. So suddenly your potter, tefillin's expensive, so I'm not going to buy tefillin. This needs to be understood. But what the Be'er Shav asked this question, so you see, it's a tariyat mitzvah. You see, people don't do it. People are makbid about it. And it can't be, people can't be bothered. People are makbid on mitzvahs, don't do it. Okay, comes along the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh, the father of the Torah. So he wrote as Kuntras on Hilchos Sefer Torah, which can be found in the end of the Gemara Menachos. Yeah, it's called Hilchos Sefer Torah, which was written by the Rosh. And the Rosh writes a Chiddush, Ayam V'Noira. Poshet changes the world. The Beis Yosef says from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, actually the Goyim said this. But it's known to be the Chiddush of the Rosh. The Rosh writes that in his parish, and it's brought in the Torah, the son of the Rosh brings it, in the end of Siman Rish Ayin and Yerah there. Comes upon the Rosh and writes as follows. All these halachas that we just learned, that was B'dorish HaRishonim. That was for the earlier generations who used to learn Torah from inside the cloth. But nowadays, that we do not learn Torah from the cloth, we learn from Chumashim, from Gemaras, from printed texts, writes the Rosh, Mitzvahs Asay Al Kol Ishmi Yisrael, to write Chumashim, Mishnayos, Gemaras, the Perishayim. The Rosh has officially changed the world forever. The mitzvah is, seeing as you don't learn from the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to have Chumashim, Sfarim, Gemaras, Mishnayos, the Perishayim, and commentaries on Chazal. Therefore, maybe a person who can make a mitzvah by buying a Gemara. How do we understand this Rosh? Ask the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the Kasha on the Rosh. The Beis Yosef asked Rosh, what are you doing? You're coming to tell me that there's no longer mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Dare I say it, sounds a bit reform. How can it be? Ask the Beis Yosef on the Rosh. You're going to tell me that there's no mitzvah to write Sefer Torah? You've just told the Jewish people that, as the previous generations, we are different, we don't learn from inside the cloth, and therefore there's no longer mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. The Drisha and the Prisha, yeah, the famous commentaries on the Torah, right, that is what the Rosh meant. The Rosh meant there is no longer a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is only to write Chumashim, Svarim, Mishnayos, Gemara, and Perishayim. That's how the Drisha and the Prisha learn the Rosh. There is no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Says the Beis Yosef, not having any of that. Of course there is a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. The Rosh was just saying that now there's also another mitzvah included in the mitzvah of Sefer Torah that's also to have Gemaras and Chumashim and Perishayim, etc. Says the Beis Yosef, there are not a chance that the Rosh is coming to say there's no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. No. The Rosh is saying there is also a mitzvah to be carved into Sefer Torah. So, okay, we're going to finish now. But, okay. Anyway, maybe we have to do part two one time. How do we understand this machlokes, the Prisha, the Drisha, against the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef, machlokes, is saying something very logical. The Beis Yosef is saying the Rosh is not coming along and coming to tell the Jewish people there's no longer a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein. In Igris Moshe, in Yerder, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Kemal. And he says, this is how I understand the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef doesn't mean that now you're mitzvah to do both. You have to write a Sefer Torah and you have to chumashim and everything. Says Rav Moshe, the Beis Yosef means that you can require the mitzvah in one of two ways. The Torah is giving you two options. You have two options. Option number one, write a Sefer Torah. Option number two, Gemaras, Chumashim, Mishnayos, says Rav Moshe. But if you want to do the mitzvah with an actual Sefer Torah, we have an Aron HaKodesh, it is not enough just to write it. If you just write it and then you use it Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, you have not been the kind of mitzvah of the Lamdech and Yisrael Sima B'fihem. Why? Very simple. Because you haven't taught the Jewish people, you haven't put it in their mouths. You just read the Parsha on Monday and Thursday, and you read the Parsha on Shabbos. That's not love this today, Sosim of Vim, says Rav Moshe. According to the Beis Yosef in the Rosh, if you want to be becoming a mitzvah, you have to write a Sefer Torah and you have to learn from it. I, the Drisha, the preacher, said it's a zilzal to learn from a Sefer Torah inside. No, it's not a zilzal. You're going to have to, you know, just learn a little bit inside. Or the other option is, Taka, you know what you can do? You can actually come along And you can have chumashin, mishnas, and all these things. You have one of two options. Either way, you can the mitzvah. Don't go over time. Maybe we'll have to do a part two another time. Have a lovely day.
Go ahead.